Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Still reading through your comments in response to my photo of Grammy Helen and a couple of memories. 2 years on Monday. It is hard to believe. I can remember the phone call I got from my uncle like it was a couple hours ago, and had a ticket to go see her the next morning and just didn't get there in time. But I know she's no longer in pain, and I look forward to our reunion in heaven someday. But I do miss hearing her voice. I can still hear it pretty clearly in my head. Miss sharing the stories about Grammy Helen. And so I appreciate that so many of you also miss hearing about, I mean, I told her she was famous, about America's grandmother. Thank you for all of your kind words. They mean a lot to me that she is remembered by other people and not just me and family members. But I reached out to my uncles and my aunt and let them know that I was thinking of them. And gosh, so much that I wish I could tell her how my life has changed in the last 2 years and how happy she would be. Oh, how happy she would be. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're halfway through our show, morphing from a Monday into a Tuesday. Lots of talk about Team USA in Vegas. Not just that, but what's happening in NBA and the changing rosters and teams. And, of course, some of the younger guys who are working out either with Team Select, him, Cooper Flag. Get to know the name Cooper Flag. It's just an iconic name, too. Cooper Flag. That's one that you can't forget. And really, how many other names out there are like that one? It's perfect. And then some of the rookies for the NBA who are participating in Summer League. But it's not just basketball. There's certainly plenty that's going on across the pond. While we're talking about arrogant athletes, and again, this is not a knock on athletes. If you're able to back it up, then yeah, if cocky and arrogant is something that helps you either play at your best or accomplish your goals, then by all means. It's just that there are times where we have athletes that are so arrogant that it really becomes a badge of honor. And I say Kobe Bryant was a lot like that. He wore it like it was a badge of honor, like it was an appendage. It was part of him, his arrogance, and yet it fueled him. And anyone who dared to insult that arrogance, well, you best watch out. You get the wrath of Kobe. Michael Jordan was the same way. Larry Bird, my all-time favorite athlete, was the same way. So yeah, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but there are men and women who lead with arrogance, if you will. And so we're asking you, who are the most arrogant athletes in sports right now or of all time? And many of you are pointing to Aaron Rodgers. Certainly LeBron James is right there on that list. I've given you a few others that I think have a pretty distinct arrogance and a pretty distinct cockiness. I like what Jason had to say in Houston. Tyreek Hill, he's definitely one of those. Tom Brady was too, although he was more of a humble brag guy. Huge ego, and yet he would subvert it for the good of the team, which is a big reason why they were so good for so long in New England, because he was all about team as well. But you know that it mattered to him to be called the best quarterback of all time. Remember? Trying to think what was the occasion. Oh, actually, it was Spygate. No, it wasn't Spygate. It was Deflategate, stupid Gates. It was Deflategate when he refused to give up his phone to the commissioner who wanted to investigate and was trying to figure out how much Brady knew or if he was a part of deflating footballs. I mean, they just magically deflated. But wasn't that when the emails about Peyton Manning came out?
I plead the fifth.
Right? I bet you do. Still, wonder if we'll bring up any of that when he's on TV for Fox Sports, if anyone dares to ask him. He's now got the platform again. Anyway, do you guys remember the emails that came out in which he was writing to a friend about how he planned to play longer than Peyton Manning so that he could break all the records and so that he would end up far and away? There'd be no debate about who was the better quarterback. I don't know if you guys remember that. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but he was outed a little bit by some of these emails that were made public. So, yeah, Tom Brady definitely wanted to be the GOAT. I think Bill Belichick, while we're talking about the Patriots, has a ginormous ego. And side note, did you see the photos that were leaked on Monday? I don't know if they happened on Monday or if they were July 4th weekend. He split with his longtime girlfriend, his longtime companion, last year sometime. She was a little closer in age to him. His current girlfriend is a lot younger, and I don't know her well. I feel like I could conjure up her name, but I might get it wrong, so I'm not going to. Anyway, there are some photos of him posing against a fence somewhere over July 4th while his girlfriend takes his picture. Ryan, you're laughing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
A magic sauce here.
No, I haven't seen this picture, but just the entire situation is crazy, how he met her on a flight. She was a cheerleader. He signed her textbook. Just the entire thing is so crazy to me.
It is. Okay, I'm going to look it up. She's apparently on Insta. Her name is Jordan Hudson, and she's 24. Ryan, she's a couple years older than you.
But that's like three times almost his age. Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's a third of his age. Third. Not quite a third, but
it's close to it.
Yeah, he's 72. So, yeah, not quite a third, but as you say, it's...
No, isn't it 24, 48?
Yeah, 70? You're right. Actually, yeah. It's 72. It's exactly a third. Dear. So, yes, they're an item, and I guess she's got him embracing his younger athlete, his inner athlete, because they were kicking around Nantucket on bike rides, and so they're out there bike riding together, and get this. They're wearing matching rings, but not those kind of rings, fitness monitor rings.
Ooh.
Good for Bill Belichick. He's going to use this new relationship to spur a health kick and get in shape. I like it. Yeah, they're sporting on their index fingers, their fitness monitors in the form of matching rings. They're happily, this is according to the Daily Mail, happily biking around the Massachusetts island of Nantucket.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, it is sort of comical to see the two
sort
of them together. Yeah, I'm trying to be diplomatic a little. It is sort of comical to see the two of them together. No way would you ever expect. Now, I understand what he sees in her, but I don't.
What do they talk about? That's what I want to know.
Cheerleading?
What does Bill Belichick know about cheerleading?
Nothing. But maybe he's willing to learn. But ew, just if you're 24 years old, I'm just going to assume that they're physically affectionate. Is it really exciting to kiss a 72-year-old? I understand. And I'm a girl. I'm not saying this as a, hey, this is gross or anything. I just don't really get, as you point out, what do they possibly have in common?
Maybe she wants to learn the intricacies of defense.
Football? Oh, right.
How to break down quarterbacks and how to own the Jets.
It enhances the cheerleading if you know what you're cheering for. Yes. I love how the different photo captions always point out she's a younger girlfriend. Duh. Like, we can't see that. Just all of them. Bill Belichick with his younger girlfriend on another 15-kilometer ride in Nantucket. Now, I ask you, how does the Daily Mail know that it was a 15K? Don't tell me there are people following them everywhere they go.
Or they have the fitness trackers.
Ooh, someone hacked their fitness trackers.
Maybe it's public. You know, like,
true.
People like to post their highlights and stuff. Bill Belichick, I just completed a...
Well, maybe she does, because she's much... I'm going to assume, because he talks about how he's not... He hates social media, is not social media savvy. I'm going to assume that she is a little more connected to the internet. And so I'm going to say maybe she puts her fitness tracker on her Insta page.
She also might have leaked the Ring doorbell footage from her home. Because TMZ, I think, had video of Bill Belichick leaving the house.
No way.
I'm not even joking.
Wait, do you think she would do that? Come on.
Well,
he would have to kick her to the curb if he found out she was leaking video of her door cam just to point out or just to prove that he was leaving her house. That's icky. That's icky.
It is, but how else would they find the video? Hmm. Nobody hacked the account.
Hmm. The pair started dating early. Wait, early in 22? I thought he was with the other woman. I guess I'm way behind the times, but I know he had, I think her name was, I don't remember her name, never mind. But apparently they started dating in early 22. 2 years later, maybe she's an old soul. Also, how many photos do we need of them biking together? I'm just going to read you verbatim from the Daily Mail. I'm not joking. Despite his advancing age... That's what the Daily Mail wrote about Bill Belichick. Despite his advancing age, he's no slouch, with former players revealing that the coach used to be on a treadmill for 2 hours a day while at Foxborough. All right. While there appear to be no immediate plans for wedding bells, if you're Jordan, how do you take him home to your parents? He's older than your parents.
Yes, but then it's also Bill Belichick. The same time.
No. Negative, Ghost Rider. There is no father out there. I don't care. Well, no respectable father out there. I don't care if it's Bill Belichick, who thinks it's a good idea for his 24-year-old daughter to be connected, hooking up with, shacking up with Bill Belichick, a 72-year-old. I'm sorry. I just don't. Having gone to a wedding this weekend for a 26-year-old, I can't imagine if he married a 72-year-old. Like, flip it around, right?
It is disgusting.
Oh, okay. That's Ryan's word. I was trying to be diplomatic.
It's disgusting. Let's be honest.
Oh, my gosh. She apparently is still cheering since she's got cheer practice every now and then.
That makes it worse.
Right. Right. Did you know that Bill Belichick owns 7 properties on Nantucket? 6 of them make up a complex in one area worth in total nearly $16 million. So I suppose that would be the reason why for a lot of people. Yeah, Hudson first went to a Patriots game in 2021, 8 months after she met Bill Belichick on a plane. Okay, well, anyway, I just want you to know that's been trending on Monday, now into Tuesday. Right? Ick? Ick?
I'm shuddering.
Seriously. I just don't get it. I don't want to believe that this would just be about the money, but I suppose if you really like the lifestyle, I can't imagine. 2 years of your life hanging out. Maybe they have great conversation because she's an old soul. Maybe he really is into cheerleading.
Maybe he's just really athletic, really good biker.
Maybe. Maybe that's her.
He's really hip.
Her passion. I thought you told me not to say that.
Well, I said it as a joke because he's old.
Because he's old. It's even better when Ryan says these things since he is roughly Jordan Hudson's age.
I can't do cheer, though. That's
no.
for sure.
Can you bike, though?
I don't know how to ride a bike. I used to ride scooters as a kid.
Did you say you don't know how to ride a bike?
Yeah.
Meaning your parents never took the training wheels off, or?
So I tried and I didn't like it, so I stayed on the scooter. I got a scooter.
Oh, okay. Still riding a scooter?
No.
Okay. Ever going to try the bike again?
Maybe.
Little known facts about Ryan. This is interesting. I actually have never met anyone who doesn't know how to ride
really?
A bike.
Oh, no. Yeah. I've met a couple people.
So what happens when, I don't know, let's say you've been away from scooting for a while, or you haven't done a radio show in a while, and someone says to you, it's just like riding a bike.
It's just like riding a scooter. You can't mess up.
Right? That's funny, actually. Okay, we got off on a Bill Belichick tangent with his cheerleader girlfriend. It's just, it's not a new American phenomenon. It seems to happen with a lot of rich older men. Again, I have no trouble understanding what he sees in her, but I just don't get the other direction. But to each his own. Isn't that the beauty of the United States of America? It is a free country. Anyway, the photos that were trending were pretty funny because you generally think of Bill Belichick as gruff and no nonsense. Now, he smiles every now and then, and he can be relatively playful. But to see him posing against a fence while his girlfriend takes photos of him was pretty funny.
He's getting a spray tan next.
Oh, watch out for the spray tanned Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. Ryan thinks that's the next step, and Ryan is far cooler and more connected than I am. Okay, back to cocky athletes. Though I kind of feel like this is great for Bill Belichick's ego, if you know what I'm saying. All right, can we never talk about that again? This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Other than Bill Belichick, who are the cockiest, most arrogant athletes in sports today or in the past? On Twitter at ALOL Radio. Oops, I called it Twitter. Oh, well, Elon. And also on our Facebook page, we're glad to have you with us on what is a Tuesday morning. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Seeing some of the cockiest athlete submissions on our Facebook page, Billy says Barry Bonds is among the most super arrogant athletes of all time. First, I've heard that name, but I suppose that's accurate, at least when he was playing. Kendall gives us a list. Conor McGregor, John McEnroe, Christian Leitner. Interesting. Cristiano Ronaldo, Joe Namath, and Muhammad Ali. Mike goes with Antonio Brown and sends the GIF or the short video of him running out of MetLife Stadium with no jersey on just because that was how he waved bye-bye to the crowd. Brian goes with Ja Morant. Josh says Tom Brady, but probably because I despise the guy. At least you give yourself away in that particular case. You're honest about it. Dustin says Deion Sanders. Oh, goodness. Another one, Chad Ochocinco. I suppose that kind of comes with the territory of being a wide receiver in the NFL these days. Another Jeffrey goes with Yasiel Puig. Beth says Aaron Rodgers for sure. William, LeBron James, or Rory the golfer. You mean Rory McIlroy or a different Rory? Rory the golfer. Sandy says Aaron Rodgers. They come to play with him. Ha ha. Daryl, LeBron James. David quotes Ricky Henderson. Find yourself someone who loves. Wait, hold on. The emojis popped up. Find yourself someone who loves you like Ricky Henderson loves Ricky Henderson. He definitely did love himself, but that always translate to cockiness. Sometimes that can translate to insecurity and just putting cockiness and arrogance out there. Chris goes with Muhammad Ali, but he backed it up. Harry says Ty Cobb. certainly ranks up there. Actually, do not know that about Ty Cobb, but I will take your word for it. Sean is listening in Maine. Sean, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how you doing, Amy?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, every morning I'm up. I own my own business, so I'm up so early.
Perfect.
So I appreciate you guys. So got a story. Michael Jordan is no doubt the most arrogant basketball player ever, and I'm going to tell you why. I used to own season tickets when the Bulls were relevant in the 90s, and I was courtside, second row up, mid court, and I distinctly remember Michael when they were playing Atlanta. And they were warming up, and him and Neek would always talk. And he looked at Neek and said, "I'm dropping 40. You don't have a chance to win." and he said it so seriously. And he dropped 47, and they lost by 15. He would just tear your heart out, chew on it, and smile at you as he was playing ball. Also, state of the Bears. Name me a better six in your receiving core and or front line.
Better six?
Yeah. So here's what I mean. You got DeAndre Swift, Williams, if he's as advertised, Adunze, Cole Clement, Allen, and DJ Moore. I can name a better three. I cannot name a better six.
I'd have to think about it. I suppose the quarterback in that particular equation might even be the weakest link. And so a lot of times a veteran quarterback raises the level of play of everyone around him. So, for instance, it doesn't really matter who you put around Patrick Mahomes. He's going to turn you into something good if you give him some time. And I do like his offensive line as well as the guys that they've got running. Now, we know that at least one of his guys has to deal with some legal issues, but I don't know. I mean, he tends to make everyone around him that much better. In fact, can even turn them into touchdown makers.
Right. And I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. In fact, I put a lot of money on him to win the division. But I digress. Also, just want to point out something. The older you get, the more you love to go on vacation. Great to go on vacations, but it's better to get home in your own bed. And I'm sure you feel that way as well.
Yeah.
And sorry to hear. I'm truly sorry to hear about your grandmother. I'll say a prayer for you guys today.
Appreciate that.
And you're just great.
Oh, thank you. Well, glad to keep you company, especially in New England, which always holds a special place in my heart. Right. Thank you, Sean, especially this early in the morning.
Be blessed and be safe to all of your crew.
Thank you, Sean. It's good to talk to you in Maine. 855-212-4227. So he's going with Michael Jordan as the most arrogant athlete of all time. Yeah, I would say that's probably accurate if you're of a certain age, a certain era, right? It kind of changes maybe based on when you grew up and the athletes that were making headlines or transcending their sports when you grew up. I certainly think that there are athletes across the board that are cocky, but they don't come across that way. I think you have to believe in yourself and believe to the hilt. Do you remember when RG3, I don't remember how long ago it was, he was obviously still playing, when he was he was on record as saying he was the best quarterback in the NFL, and people freaked out about it. But I do think that most of these guys, that's what they believe, it's what they tell themselves. They're convinced of that. And it's how they go out and become motivated, because that's the driving force. But not everybody wears it that way. Not everybody leads with arrogance. So that's the part that I think makes this particular question unique, is which guys out there which guys or gals out there are you constantly hearing that arrogance from them? I would say Angel Reese has that. She's definitely proud and cocky and arrogant, but I'm not saying it's obnoxious or that it's something that, you know, she needs to change. I'm not in any way saying that, but there is a supreme confidence there that at times can come across as arrogant, to be sure. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find us on either of our social media sites. There's another athlete. And now and then it comes out. You'll hear him speak with that cockiness. he is one of the best players in the world still now, even though he's in his late 30s. But I do think the cockiness and the mental edge helps him when he's out there on the court. And maybe there was a time where he would dial it back, but Novak Djokovic no longer does that. And after he beat his last opponent in straight sets in a match that lasted just over 2 hours, now this was the 15th seed Holger Rune. And the reason why his name matters is because when you stretch it out, like the fans were doing at Wimbledon, Rune, it's like moose. It sounds like what? Ooh, like booing. And after he had dispatched Rune, he stood in front of the fans there on center court at Wimbledon. So Novak is now into the quarterfinals. He stood there and he chided the crowd a bit for what he felt like was booing, or at the very least disrespect directed his way.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night. Good night, good night. Very good night. Yeah.
I'm hoping that they were just commenting on Rune and that they weren't disrespecting you.
They were. I don't accept it. No. I know they were cheering for Rune, but that's an excuse to also boo. I've been on the tour for more than 20 years, so trust me, I know all the tricks. I know how it works. It's fine. It's okay. I focus on the respectful people that have respect, that pay the ticket to come and watch tonight, and love tennis, and appreciate the players and the effort that the players put in here. I played in much more hostile environment. Trust me.
Oh,
you guys can't touch me.
So see a little bit of the arrogance, the cockiness there at the end from Novak Djokovic. And he's become a little more controversial over the last few years. Remember, he played third fiddle to Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal for years, but now is past them both in terms of Grand Slam championships and is trying to win his 25th, which would give him the most all time. And so it used to be that he was younger brother, didn't get treated the same. Now that he's bypassed them, he definitely wears that arrogance now and then when he needs to, like a badge of honor. But it's so different in tennis because it's not a team sport. So it's a sport where it really is all about you and what you can do on the court. So I think it lends itself even more so to being arrogant and potentially being cocky. But he wasn't going to let it go when they were done and off court. By the way, that was courtesy of ESPN, who's broadcasting Wimbledon. When he was sitting at his post-match press conference, he was still on this whole tangent about the crowd being disrespectful.
I don't know what Wimbledon can really do about it. I mean, in those particular moments, when it happens, the crowd paid their tickets, you know, they have the right to be there and cheer the way they want to cheer. So that's absolutely, you know, something that they choose, how they choose to behave or how they choose to support the player is really up to them. There's not much you can do. I mean, you're not going to take out the whole section of the crowd or stadium out because they're misbehaving or showing disrespect. But I mean, it's just the way it is. You know, it's part of the sport. It's actually one of the biggest reasons why we are here, why the tournament is so important historically, and why we are globally recognized as tennis players is because of the fans.
So a little more toned down once he had cooled off a bit and wasn't there on the court addressing the fans specifically. But I do think that adrenaline and just the rush of having swept into the quarterfinals again with a match that was pretty standard and very basic and relatively simple for a Novak who's older and often has played 5-set matches that really require him to dial down and dig deep in terms of his fitness. So that's one quarterfinalist that we would need to watch at Wimbledon. But actually, we've got two American men and one woman who are still alive in the quarterfinals at Wimbledon. A really cool story, Taylor Fritz. He actually needed five sets to reach the quarters himself. And so this is a great story if you're looking for young American players or new Americans to cheer for. It does feel like we've had a void when it comes to American players who can sustain success, right? So John Isner was a top 10 player for a while. We've had, really, the era's been so dominated by the three that I just mentioned. We've had different guys who've kind of made runs here and there and yet unable to break through into that upper echelon. And so to have any quarterfinalists who are Americans, it's terrific. Pretty excited about that. And the story with Taylor Fritz is that he actually was down two sets and had to rally to beat Alexander Zverev, who is one of the best players in the world. And so if you haven't seen this match, I hope that you'll check out the highlights. Puts him into the quarterfinals. Now, Zverev was dealing with some knee pain, a bone bruise, and it did bother him a bit. But also, he and Fritz got into a bit of, we'll call it a conversation, an emotional conversation at the net, because Zverev didn't like what Fritz's box was cheering. So here, another way in which a tennis player gets upset by what he's hearing from people in the crowd. And it was more one-sided, I think, emotionals for Zverev, but Fritz didn't allow it to derail him. He's outside the top 10, but he is a top 15 seed there, and he can trash talk on his own if you know anything about him. So, yeah, he moves into the quarterfinals, and this is a big deal for him to rally the way that he did.
Yeah, really happy, obviously. I think second time in the quarters, but, you know, when you do it like that, I think it feels even better than the last time.
He was down 6-4, lost the first set, and then was also down after losing a tiebreaker in the second set, but came back and won three straight, and the fourth set he won actually was in a tiebreaker as well. And so he's only 26 years old. People would say he's an up-and-comer for American tennis. And to be on center court at Wimbledon against one of the best players in the world is awesome. And, yeah, he had a bit of an exchange with Zverev there at the net. And Sasha is the other name that he goes by. But he didn't let it rattle him.
I mean, at the net, like, it's no big deal. Like, I think he felt, you know, that he was, for parts, I guess, towards the end of the fifth, at least, like, kind of limping around a bit. So I think he was, you know, annoyed at some people in my box just being loud, cheering for me, which, you know, I honestly can't hear. I don't know. But, no big deal. You know, he said it's nothing towards me or anything like that.
Good. It's good if you're that age and you can withstand some of this adversity, right? Whether it's an opponent who's ticked at you, whether it's being down two sets and having to rally. Good for Taylor Fritz. This is great experience. And yes, he mentioned it's his second quarterfinal at Wimbledon. He lost to Rafael Nadal 2 years ago and also has lost to Novak Djokovic on this stage. And so when you think about a guy that, you know, has potential playing against some of the best in the world, first of all, this was his big breakthrough, and he may have the edge moving into the quarterfinals, right? So it's not one of the top players in the world that he'll meet next. He's actually seated higher than Lorenzo Musetti, who's into the quarterfinals at a slam for the first time. So major potential there. Really excited to see Taylor. Also, Tommy Paul, who's been in the quarterfinals a handful of times. And then Emma Navarro on the women's side, her first ever quarterfinal at Wimbledon, actually at a major, after eliminating Coco Gauff. So some positives there across the pond. I know, I annoy people. It's the only phrase I can use in any type of a British accent. Don't ask me to try an Australian accent either, because I've none. I stink at impressions. It's not one of my skills. On Twix, A-Law Radio, or our show account at Amy After Hours, plus our Facebook page, who are the cockiest athletes right now or of all time? Getting some great answers Here's our latest sports update.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks or a disorganized closet or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Our thanks to Anthony Edwards for sparking a conversation about most arrogant, cocky athletes in sports today. Or if you must, you can go back. It's interesting, the mix, and I'm seeing names that I actually had not thought of, so I love it. On Twix, at A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page, too, we'll get to some more of your responses. Some of you are writing us novels about the most arrogant athletes, which is good. Feel free to express yourself. 855-212-4227. Here's Charles in Chicago. What do you think, Charles?
Oh, it's got to be Pete Rose. He broke the most sacred rule in baseball and lied about it for years and years and then said, oh, I only bet this way and that way. So I think Pete Rose is definitely the most arrogant athlete.
Well, I would agree with you, and I'm glad you didn't mention actually what he did on the field. I would agree with you that it's supreme arrogance to believe that you can break the cardinal rule in baseball that's posted in every single clubhouse, lie about it, and then only tell the truth when it benefits you to sell some books. And on top of that, believe that somehow the Hall of Fame should change its stance and allow you in. I agree with you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Charles. Good to have you listening in Chicago on AM 670, The Score. Let's talk to Alan, who's in Toronto. Alan.
Reggie Jackson, he only spent 5 years in New York, Yankee Stadium. But what 5 years they were, and he was constantly feuding with Billy Martin and criticizing his moves. When you're a player, you're not supposed to criticize their moves. And George Steinbrenner, when he apologized for not winning the 1981 World Series, Reggie came right back at him, and he says, we did our best. We have nothing to be ashamed about. I'm glad he did, but... That was the last of him in Yankee Stadium. They traded him the next year. Hmm. Also, Richard Sherman, he has a very, very outspoken personality and a lot of trash talk. And he called himself the best cornerback in the history of the game in 2013 after that tip pass defeated San Francisco and sent him to the Super Bowl. And,
yes.
He called Michael Crabtree a sorry receiver then, too. And I still remember the Legion of Boom in Seattle, and that 3-8 win over Denver at MetLife Stadium, the most lopsided win in Super Bowl history. After every time that Peyton Manning got sacked or threw an incomplete pass, he was constantly pounding his chest too. I'm sure the anger must have festered inside Peyton's inside Peyton's head at that time. It was just terrible the way he acted. And
So you don't like it when athletes
have legal issues. I'm not going to get into them. They are far too numerous to mention.
You just keep going.
And then 3 years from now, he's eligible for the Hall of Fame. That's going to be very interesting to see him to get in the Hall of Fame. I'm not sure I would put him in. How do you feel about that?
About Richard Sherman?
Yeah, whether you should put him in the Hall of Fame or not. In 3 years, he's going to be eligible.
I don't think he's first ballot. I wouldn't be surprised if he got in, but I don't think he's first ballot. But I don't think that anyone holds anything. Alan. Thank you. Sometimes just need you to take a breath. I don't think that cockiness or arrogance goes against a player, though, when it comes to Hall of Fame. Sadly, I think there was a time when media members, if they didn't like a particular athlete, like maybe they didn't have a great relationship with him or if he didn't treat them well, that they might punish him by not giving him the votes for the Hall of Fame. I feel like that process has been changed, especially for baseball writers. But I don't think that generally a player's attitude or how he gestures on the field or the court or the ice in the heat of the moment is a detriment to him getting votes for the Hall of Fame.
Yesterday it was listed at 120. It's about 2 hours north of 2 hours north of Las Vegas, and there's two resorts there. One is in Stovepipe Wells, the other is in Furnace Creek. And if you go there, you better be in the pool all day because if somebody said that they can fry eggs on the sidewalk, I wouldn't argue with them.
Oh, I like eggs. All right, Alan.
And Globe Life Field, they did very well by putting Globe Life Field. That was a very good idea in Arlington because one time I was in Arlington and it was 94 degrees. I was at the ballpark at 11 o'clock at night and it was 94 degrees then. So they had to play all their games at night. So that was their smartest move to have a dome stadium over there.
Agreed. Although it took quite a while for them to get to that point. I have gone to a couple of games, Rangers games, when I lived in Oklahoma, where, yes, it was triple digits even in the evening. So I got you there. All right, Alan, good to have a conversation with you.
Always a pleasure, Amy. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Ryan, is there a chance that he had no idea, none whatsoever, that we potted him down and essentially muted him on the air and that I responded to what he said about Richard Sherman and then we brought him back up and unmuted him? Any chance that he even knows that happened?
No.
Did he keep talking the whole time?
Because
you have him in queue?
No, I had him on hold. Oh. So when they're on hold... So when you're on hold, you could still hear what's happening.
Yes.
But the way he came back, it just seems like he was ranting about Vegas and
something.
The heat wave.
Yes. I don't know how he got to that point, but I suppose since we didn't hear him, he made a pivot at some point in there. Wow. Okay. Yes. Just to clarify, Richard Sherman, in his rant on Fox, I think it was on Fox with Aaron Andrews, after that NFC Championship game, it was Seattle versus San Francisco. That was the Legion of Boom. He did not say he was the best corner in the history of the game. He said I'm the best corner in the game. In fact, if you find it on YouTube, Google it. It's all over on YouTube. I'm the best corner of the game. I can still hear it, actually, and see the look on Aaron Andrews' face. I wouldn't say it's quite as iconic as Allen Iverson with his, we talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. So I don't think it's quite that legendary, but I would say it's memorable for a lot of people who watched it live. And there were millions, tens of millions of people who watched that live because it was an NFC championship. Who are the cockiest and most arrogant athletes in sports? I like this one from Jason. Cam Newton. Oh, yes. Cam Newton. Remember when he told us, I'm not 32. Meaning there are not 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL who are better than me. Cosmo goes with Dan Marino. So that's an interesting one. I mean, he obviously played when I was alive, but I just wasn't real cognizant of him at the time. So I don't know whether or not he was arrogant, but I will take your word for it. So you can find us on either of our social media sites. Good morning. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.